Hi, my name is Igor. My master is the great Dr. Frankenstein, who as we speak just so happens to be assembling a real humanoid creature here in his lab by stitching together the various parts of human corpses for the purpose of giving it life. So you'd think a man whose goal was to recycle human life could separate his papers from his plastics, right? I mean, come on, am I the only person on Earth concerned about our withering environment?
Igor, what's wrong with the goddamn elevator? I'd like to come down to my laboratory.
I don't know, Master. Maybe there's a short. I'll check it out later. Perhaps you could use the stairs this once. You could use the exercise.
Damn it! Now I've got to go all the way down the hallway. I've got all this crap in my hand. It's another inconvenience, that's all.
Don't tell Master, but I disconnected the elevator from its power source. See, Master needs to understand that environmental change takes sacrifice on all our parts. I mean, just look at all the juice he has hooked up to the creature he's trying to make here. The volts he shoots into the beast's neck alone could probably run a small village. I mean, electricity comes from a power plant, and power plants burn coal and fossil fuels to provide us with the luxury to light our homes, use our computers, or jumpstart the heart of a cleverly assembled cadaver we wish to have brought to life. Master doesn't comprehend how much mercury his use of excess electricity is shooting into the atmosphere in hopes of making this mutant stand up and walk. No wonder the neighbors think he's mad. And then he has the nerve to complain how hot it feels this summer. Hey, you reap what you sow. That's what Igor always says.
God, I hate those steps, Igor. Grab me a couple of eyes of newt. I have an idea for a potion that just might stimulate the project's potential for cell regeneration.
Yes, Master. Right on it, Master. Master?
What now, Igor?
It looks like we're out of newt eyes.
Are you f***ing kidding me? I just filled that jar up last week.
Well, it's empty now. And if you remember, we moved the supply room to the cellar to cut down on cooling costs. Of course, with my bad back, I don't think I should be the one.
Fine, I'll get it. But I swear, Igor, having you as my lab assistant, well, it's just becoming more inconvenient every day.
Sorry, Master, but you have to admit, it is a pretty bad hump. I'm just saying, it's not like I'm faking it, that's all. I tell you what I do fake, though. Our dwindling supply of newts. Master's so set in his ways, he doesn't understand that because of global warming, the newt population will likely be extinct within the decade. So when he's not looking, I usually set the newts free. Hopefully they'll reproduce, but then again, perhaps they've given up on a race of men which has refused to change with its climate.
Igor! This damn Coke machine just ate my dollar again. You don't have that 50 cents you could throw down to me, do you?
Sorry, Master, I don't. Perhaps later I'll ride my bike to the Circle K and get you some juice or bottled water.
Your bike? F*** that. I want a Mr. Pibb now. And I'll be damned if I'm going to wait another 30 minutes that it takes a humpback on a 10-speed to go fetch a 12-pack. I'm taking the Hummer. I'll be back in 5. Watch the creature, won't you?
But Master, wait, don't take the Hummer. Excess fuel emissions are the biggest threat to our environment yet. Let me take the bike, Master. I swear I'll pedal real hard. Or better yet, you've made a goddamn humanoid out of some spare parts. Surely you got a recipe around here for Mr. Pibb. We'll use the cauldron, Master. Good old firewood under a giant pot. Ain't nothing environmentally flawed about that, sir. What do you say, Master? Master! Oh, people just don't listen. But someday they will, I just know it. Hell, someday I'd bet Hummer drivers will be chased from their towns by angry mobs carrying torches and pitchforks. Oh, Master.
There's Igor.